And visiting with us right now, you can go to Facebook.com right now, Facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network, Facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network. Racheli Frankel is with us. Racheli Frankel, of course, the mother of Naftali Frankel, Eyal Gilada Naftali. We're very well known to the Jewish world and continue to be well known to the Jewish world after the horrific episode that took their lives at the hands of terrorists. But the three of them posthumously have gone ahead and been a source of tremendous unity and tremendous inspiration for the Jewish world, and I mean world, around the entire globe. Racheli Frankel is an educator, a Torah educator at Nishmat, and director of Matan's Hilchata Institute, Advanced Halacha Program at Matan's Women's Institute for Torah Studies. Rabbanit Racheli Frankel, shalom, shalom, and welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you, Racheli, for you.
Is that good enough?
Good enough,
just
yes,
making sure. Tonight's a big night because we get to celebrate Jewish education, and you're somebody who has spent a lot of time specifically in Jewish education for women and has watched really an entire section of our community blossom when it comes to education. What could you tell us about the significance of tonight's event vis-a-vis Jewish women in our community?
Well, first of all, I'm lucky to be part of, you know, a time, a generation where all of this is available to women.
Right.
Gemara, Halakha, all sorts of Tanakh, Hasidut, whatever you want. It's like the whole bookshelf is available to anybody, and women are included. In our Batei Midrashot, specifically where I learn in Nishmat and Matan, but many others, there are women that are growing in Torah. And when the whole world celebrates Daf Yomi, we're there too. The numbers aren't tremendous yet, but there are more and more women joining the world of Daf Yomi. Matan actually just is finishing now for the second time. So we have a Shul Daf Yomi every day for 15 years, and it's absolutely amazing.
It is incredible to see what's going on, and Rabbi Weinrib was with us yesterday, and he pointed out as he was discussing the Koran Talmud Bavli, every time he mentioned people studying Daf Yomi, he said men and women who study Talmud Bavli, and that wasn't a very common way of putting it a few years ago.
It is. I mean, it's growing all the time, and it's now just part of the scenery.
Right.
I think this is the last time we're going to make a big deal about women learning. We're going to just be celebrating together.
You might be right about that. We may actually get past that point at some point. Racheli Frankel is with us. We would be amazed at some of the women who you associate with on a regular basis. We would be, at some of the men and others, would be absolutely amazed at just how scholarly they are and the type of academics that they're able to pursue and succeed at this point.
You know, one of my colleagues in Nishmat, Dr. Dina Timmerman, she's actually a pediatrician, and she works with the Yotzot Halacha, does amazing things. I was wondering if she did this round. So she said, well, yeah, I've been doing this straight since I was 16. I'm finishing my fifth time. That was through medical school. She ran the Daf Yomi Shiur in Einstein. And there are growing numbers of women like her.
So that's pretty amazing.
It becomes your first language, not your second acquired language, but you grow into it. It's absolutely a gift from Hashem.
The programs that you're with, these are specifically for Israeli women, people around the world. Who do you generally associate with?
So the Batei Midrash are both Israeli and Anglo-Saxon. There were a lot of Americans in the beginning, and thank God there are more and more Israelis. It depends, you know, there are kids that come right after high school for gap year programs, but then there are women that are there long-term, becoming Torah scholars, becoming Yotzot Halacha, becoming experts in Halacha and Hilchata, learning for 6 years Halacha only in a very, very high level. So they come from all over, and the truth is it's about the service, because it goes back to the community, and the communities are all over. Yotzot Halacha today are
right.
In all over the United States.
What would be the best way to translate Yotzot Halacha? Halachic advisors, would that be the best way?
Yes, it's women that are experts in Tarat Mishpacha,
right.
And they got a reshut to answer Halacha questions in those fields, and around the United States they're employed by communities.
I wonder if they're accepted more in the diaspora or in Israel, or is it really the same in both places?
I think they're probably, it was more natural in Eretz Yisrael because there's less here of tension around titles and ordination, you know, things like right. that. Here it was just a service to the community, and it grew in a very organic way. In America, there's some tensions that we are becoming very aware of, but thank God the welcoming of Yotzot Halacha was going very well in many communities. There are Yotzot in the States in over 50 communities.
Wow, that's amazing. So, and I know there's some that actually consult with multiple communities. There's some that
which is
pretty cool. Yes. Racheli Frankel is with us. So tonight is a big event of Jewish unity, and of course when we think of you and your family, we think of unity. That's a byproduct of everything that your family has been through. I mean, we have so many issues with the Jewish world and so many things that we can't always agree on. It's good to have a celebration that seems to be a unified one, right?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it also has its different shades, but they're welcoming to each other, I think, mostly.
Right. And what do you expect tonight? What do you expect in terms of the celebration tonight?
It's just Simcha Shel Torah. The energies are very high. Many of the people have invested 7.5 years in this, and it's a very important point. And then there are other people that are just there to celebrate. I mean, not each one of us studies Daf Yomi. We do our learning in different ways. But the fact that this has become a big celebration, that for itself is a big deal. I'll bring a metaphor from a different place. When we were lighting the torches in Yom HaTzmaut, one of the guys there was the engineer that was the head of Bereshit that flew to the moon, actually crashed on the moon.
That almost made it to the moon.
Almost touched the moon.
Right.
And we were talking about how high school kids come over and elementary school kids come over to him asking for his order, you know, his signature.
Right.
And having a geek engineer as a celeb, that's a big deal. It changes your culture. And having a Daf Yomi Siyum as a huge celebration, that changes culture. That is very, very significant. And, you know, we really, we should thank, the Rabbi Shapiro from Lublin and the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we get to this point.
How is your family doing? How's everyone doing at this point?
Thank God.
Baruch Hashem. And do you travel to the United States at all, or you spend most of your time here?
I spend most of my time here, but I do travel a lot all over.
And when you're there, you're in different communities and you're lecturing and...
Mostly teaching Torah. And also trying to do something about Jewish unity and,
Is there hope? Is there hope for Jewish unity? Right there,
always, right? Always, always.
Someone always says to me, there's hope, we just don't know if there's a chance.
At the beginning, it would be a better idea not to have 3 elections a year. So
that would be one way to start.
That would be one way to start.
You could say that again. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on tonight and being part of this program. And again, thank you. It's great seeing you. Racheli Frankel, you can check out the video at facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network, facebook.com/Nachum Segal Network. Plenty more coming up here on a Thursday morning, JM in the AM, live from Yerushalayim at Mizrahi World Headquarters, where tonight we're going to be at the Siyum HaShas HaBinyanei HaOmah. Keep it here at JM in the AM.